Hey friends, I want to thank you very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. So stocks are at all-time highs, the housing market is on fire, interest rates are at zero, and this government just printed another $5 trillion. What could possibly go wrong? Meanwhile, consumer confidence hit a 10-year low, and inflation hit 6.8% officially, with many informed analysts saying it's much closer to 9%. So something's not adding up, is it? What can you do? You can play it safe. Putting some of your assets into precious metals will keep your money away from the volatility of markets and inflation and let you sleep at night. This month, Noble Gold is giving away a free 1/10 ounce solid gold American Eagle coin with any qualifying plan you start. So talk to an expert at Noble Gold and they'll run you through the options to keep your money safe. No pressure, no hassling, no call centers, just a chance to speak to someone who knows what they're talking about. How refreshing would that be? You can start by calling 877-646-5347 or visit their website at noblegoldinvestments.com.
And the plan is to reduce access to utilities because they claim in the climate action plans, usage must be reduced to 1750. This is back in the 1700s. Where we did not use equipment or machinery to drop the greenhouse gas emissions effectively so that we can prevent the weather from changing.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report. In this one, Creepy Crespo is back. The normies hear more truth bombs on Joe Rogan, and Klaus sings the praises of soy boy Castro Trudeau in 2016. And given the overwhelmingly positive response to the re-release of my 2018 interview with Deb Tavares, you'll really appreciate this one, where we outline the crimes of Rothschild's PG&E, UN Agenda 2030, and the plan to destroy Western civilization, which Deborah calls a global occupation, a takeover of your utilities, and a move toward globalist-controlled microgrids. And they're coming after your water next. Trust me, nothing has changed. It's all only ramped up, and this is information you must know and share. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Well, a couple of weeks ago, Bitcoin was up 20% in just 5 days, and now it's down 10%. Yes, crypto is a very volatile space, but that's exactly why a lot of people are making a lot of money. And I want you to know there's a way your capital gains can go tax-free legally, and you can do it through My Digital Money. With My Digital Money, you can buy and sell cryptocurrencies through a crypto IRA and not pay any taxes. And we all know how big the gains could be. Last year, Ethereum gained 450%. With a My Digital Money crypto IRA account, you don't have to pay taxes on any of that. And here's the best part. My Digital Money is giving away $50 to new cash accounts. Just use the code MDM50. Go to MyDigitalMoney.com and open your account now to get your free $50. MyDigitalMoney.com. Friends, once again, Creepy Dr. Crespo is back with more real conversations about the COVID vax as she disseminates propaganda on behalf of her big pharma partners. I shot this one on my iPhone off my TV and check out what the movie file was automatically labeled. 6661. Ironic.
Doctor, one of the things that I'm struggling with is with my spouse. So he's not ready to have our kids vaccinated yet.
I definitely would recommend not waiting. We think it's really important to get people vaccinated now. We wouldn't be recommending these vaccinations if we weren't strongly convinced with the scientific evidence that is available that they are safe and they are effective for children.
Just to interrupt briefly, Dr. Crespo is unrelenting. She seemingly does not care that this propaganda continues to be released to the people on a daily basis all across the state in which I live, despite the fact that her reputation has taken a real beating online as the result of these commercials. Yes, she wants you to inject your kids with the experimental vax, as she's done to her own.
All of my patients are like my own children. My own children have all been vaccinated, and I recommend that all my patients be vaccinated as well.
When I asked Dr. Zev Zelenko about what should happen to doctors like this, here's what he said.
I hope you're brought to justice in the National Tribunal, because your advice is akin to what the medical establishment did in Nazi Germany. that led to the massacre of millions of people. And so there's no indication, zero indication, to give healthy children this vaccine, because children, according to the CDC, have a 99.998% recovery rate from COVID with no treatment. And Dr. Michael Yaden, who you mentioned earlier, says these vaccines are 100 times more lethal than the actual virus.
Before we move on, just a quick final word to Dr. Eileen Crespo. Repent. You are on the wrong side of history, and there is blood on your hands. In other news, I want to play this 2-minute clip from Joe Rogan's show, where the normies were once again dosed with a heavy mix of truth bombs, this time about Klaus Schwab in the World Economic Forum's plan to destroy Western civilization, which, by the way, ties into what you're about to hear later in this video. CO2 reduction is a mass murder agenda.
Our teams are now embedded in governments around the world. That's actually what they wrote.
Yes.
And the video is 2 minutes. I didn't play all of it. It's what he says.
But what he's saying there sounds reasonable. Yeah. Figuring out on strategic ways to end the lockdown easily.
No,
that makes sense.
Not the end of lockdown. No.
Well, didn't he say that?
Yeah. Keep in mind, Tony Blair is the one who's been advocating for vaccine passports, digital identification through COVID, and all of these measures.
But didn't they say that about ending the lockdowns and keeping businesses?
Once those measures are in place. Right. So he's, even in the UK, his stance has been, yeah, we're going to get out of all it, but you have to have digital ID and you have to have.
So during and the war, then this is going to introduce the social credit score system.
Right. So all of that came from your question, which is, regardless of intention, how do people do that infiltration from within? It's not just Twitter. So back to the psychological operations. It's also embedding people in government who are subscribed to this agenda. Yeah. And the agenda of Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum is the same as the agenda of Tony Blair in this regard. They call it, on their own website, they call it the Great Reset. That's what they say themselves.
Yeah, that's a bizarre thing to do, openly. Why do you think they openly discuss it that way? And openly, because the Great Reset has always been this gigantic conspiracy theory among the online folks. Yeah. Like, this is all part of the Great Reset. Well, when he wrote a fucking book called The Great Reset, you're like, hey, man, shouldn't you be hiding this?
And in 2017 at Harvard, he's saying, you know, we're going to basically, all of these world leaders will penetrate their cabinets with our young global leaders. He's open about this. He's open. Blair's open. During the Iraq War, Blair tried to bring in ID cards in Britain. He failed. Now he's back. And he's trying to bring in digital ID during COVID, right? So they're open about it.
So this is going to be this never-ending process to slowly move the goalposts.
Towards more and more authoritarianism. Checkpoint society. It's all there. They told us this.
People have to realize this, right? This is important.
Yeah.
Friends, we'll follow up that clip with this clip in 2016 of Dr. Evil himself, Klaus Schwab, the head of the World Economic Forum, and by all accounts, a Rothschild on his mother's side. In this clip, Klaus Schwab sings the praises of globalist puppet Justin Castro Trudeau.
As you know, the theme of this annual meeting is mastering the fourth industrial revolution. I couldn't imagine anybody who could represent more the world which will come out of this fourth industrial revolution. It certainly will be a world, hopefully, not certainly, hopefully, if we take the right decisions, which will be a diverse world characterized by plurality. It will be a world which will combine significant investments into the future, into our soft and hard infrastructure. It will be a young world. It will be a digital world. Now, who could represent such a world better than you, Prime Minister? We are very glad that at the beginning of this meeting, you are talking to us to represent also a new, open Canada. I want to use this opportunity also to thank our Canadian constituency, which always has been a very loyal and very much engaged constituency here at the Forum. But now, I think with you, together with our constituents, Prime Minister, we can make sure that in the future we strengthen the cooperation even more with your country.
Friends, it's now obvious to anyone who can think that Justin Castro Trudeau is in the pocket of the globalists and he's a willing puppet of the New World Order, Queen of England, and the World Economic Forum. Now, what is the real agenda of these dark forces aligned against humanity? Well, in 2019, I had this conversation with Deb Tavares, and she lays it all out. And trust me, nothing has changed. It's all only ramped up. Friends, listen to this. It is the mass murder agenda. I have mentioned now many times in recent videos that people need to go look at that UN Agenda 2030 wildlands map. I've often asked myself over the years since first seeing that map, how would they ever get people to agree to this anti-human plan? And I didn't account for these fires. As we're having this conversation today on Sunday, November 3rd, 2019, folks, there's this article from Business Insider. Over 1,500 California fires in the last 6 years, including the deadliest ever, were caused by one company, PG&E. In a normal functioning republic, these executives would be charged with manslaughter at the very least.
Yeah, of course, I think we realize we do not have a normal functioning republic. I think it's fairly clear that we're recognizing that we are a network of corporate agencies that have taken over this country. With that having been said, I want to talk about Pacific Gas and Electric, because Pacific Gas and Electric is throughout all the plans that our illegitimate county representatives are rolling through. While on one hand, Pacific Gas and Electric is being demonized, on the other hand, and as I was getting ready to say, behind the smoke, this is what is happening. Right now, Pacific Gas and Electric is working with the California Public Utility Commissions. They are reviewing new Pacific Gas and Electric commercial electric vehicle rates. What is happening now worldwide is the transition from fossil fuel as fuel. In other words, the utilities are taking over all fuel, all transportation fuels, eliminating diesel and petrol and what they call fossil fuel, which we know never came from dead dinosaurs. But that having been said, right, it's transitioning to only electric, hence the reason for the global deployment of smart meters. Our utilities are going to control all fuel for all electric vehicles, as I've just said, including the requirement for trucks and all commercial vehicles to transition in to electric. So we have that as an enormous component of what is occurring right now, being approved at the California Public Utility Commission, that is a Rothschild-organized commission as well. And we talk about that in other videos that I have up when I talk about the Solaren Corporation, S-O-L-A-R-E-N Corporation, and the fact that Pacific Gas and Electric is transitioning also to not only take over your utilities, whether it's Southern California Edison, whether it's San Diego Gas and Electric, whatever the name of your utility company is, wherever you are, this is a global occupation, a takeover of your utilities and centralizing it to electricity only. At the same time, and I want to throw this in, during the evacuations, those people that had electric vehicles had to leave their cars behind if they were not charged. They could not drive out. So I want to talk about this because, again, behind the smoke, there are diabolical, as if the burning and targeting and weapons being used on us is not horrific enough, and leaving us in the dark, in the dead of night to evacuate, with National Guard blocking roads, with huge Humvees up here, thick smoke in the air, and the sense of anxiousness and the fear that we were literally going to burn to the ocean all the way through my town, all the way to Bodega Bay, which for those of you geographically is on the coast, it's in the area where Alfred Hitchcock filmed The Birds. They were talking about burning all the way to the coast. Now, I want to say it's the exact same playbook with the Getty fire in Southern California. They were saying that that was going to burn all the way to the coast.
This is a perfect time for a break, friends, and a quick message from our sponsor. So stocks are at all-time highs. The housing market is on fire. Interest rates are at zero. And this government just printed another $5 trillion. What could possibly go wrong? Meanwhile, consumer confidence hit a 10-year low, and inflation hit 6.8% officially, with many informed analysts saying it's much closer to 9%. So something's not adding up, is it? What can you do? You can play it safe. Putting some of your assets into precious metals will keep your money away from the volatility of markets and inflation and let you sleep at night. This month, Noble Gold is giving away a free 1/10 ounce solid gold American Eagle coin with any qualifying plan you start. So talk to an expert at Noble Gold, and they'll run you through the options to keep your money safe. No pressure, no hassling, no call centers, just a chance to speak to someone who knows what they're talking about. How refreshing would that be? You can start by calling 877-646-5347 or visit their website at noblegoldinvestments.com.
So when we talk about the Wildlands project that you mentioned, Sean, and looking at that map and trying to figure out how they were going to organize the requirements of forcing us into relocation, this is how they're doing it. Again, they were able to get 200,000 people to evacuate, aka relocate. People poured towards San Francisco to escape what was going to be a massive potential wipeout of Sonoma County. Now, there are a number of things I want to point out, but some of the things that are absolutely critical is that, again, not only the transition from all vehicle petrol and diesel to electricity that is underway now, is also the transition of our communities into what is called microgrids. Months ago, we filmed Pacific Gas and Electric reducing an area with cameras and sensors where they could literally shut down a certain area electronically from some of their monitoring stations that are positioned in California, in this northern area. And when we talked to the employee that was on the bucket truck on the pole, the telephone pole, adding this box, this unit, and we discussed with him what it was, they are all compartmentalized. He really didn't know what it was, but after querying him for a while, he did say, well, these other companies had gone in and hooked it up, and it was going to be a monitored location. Now, after this experience of the power shutdowns and the fear of running out of power, people are going to clamor for microgrids. Let's talk about what microgrids are. This is a problem. This is a death trap. This is a death trap because they're moving us into renewable energy production that is not reliable because the weather is controlled. And we can all remember what William Cohen told us, the U.S. Defense Secretary, back in 1997 when he said others are engaging even in an eco-type terrorism whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. So there are plenty of ingenious minds out there that are at work finding ways in which they can wreak terror upon other nations. It's real, and that's the reason why we have to intensify our efforts, in other words, to assault other nations as well.
Can I say a couple things to back you up, just real quickly, for those listening? I want people to understand that, you know, this is not just Deborah Tavares telling us about this anti-human agenda. It's other very level-headed people like my frequent guest, Harley Schlanger, whose partners have come out with a new report titled CO2 Reduction is a Mass Murder Policy Designed by Wall Street and the City of London. That report is dated September 2019. It's brand new. It's a $50 report. I will link it below so y'all can read it and pass it along. The point that needs to be made here, friends,
is that this UN Agenda 2030 policy that's being parroted and pushed by all of the Democrats wants to take away all of our current forms of energy, gasoline, natural gas, coal, clean burning coal, you name it. What am I forgetting, Deborah? The point is that they say that we need to replace all those forms of energy with wind and solar, which I think currently
and
account
geothermal,
for less, which currently
geothermal
account for less,
and wave.
Which currently account for less than 10%, I think, of our current forms of energy. How by 2030? How by 2030 are wind and solar going to replace all those other forms of energy? They're not. The answer is they're not. You will live as a serf.
Well, I need to add this because people are not understanding what is occurring, because I keep hearing the word liberal and conservative. I have to say that is an illusion. That is how we're being kept in check by not understanding the enormity of what we all face, because we have to understand we're under a worldwide corporate government of occupation. And the definition of occupation means seizure and control of countries by military forces using weapon systems. And we are now engaged in a silent weapon system that is massively reducing and controlling the populations. And we know this because John F. Kennedy was a whistleblower when he said that famous speech that we are in a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy. So when you dovetail our reality with his warnings back then and many, many others for sure, we can see where we are. Now, I want to go over what I talked about. This is critical.
And I want you to, and then we'll come back to my thoughts on that, because I think this is a breakaway deep state. I think that there's a deep state government that has seized control. And if you're being chemtrailed heavily and you're being subject to DOES, directed energy weapon systems in California, I think there's a deep state secondary government, a hidden shadow government responsible for that, that usurps the current form of government that we have. The Republic is dead to the degree.
Well, that would be a conversation probably for another show. We are in a disaster zone right now.
And I agree.
I
just want to make the point that President Trump got us out of the Paris Accord, and it's the lefty Marxist Democrats that are pushing this anti-human
death
agenda.
Okay, that's another show, Sean. I will tell you why. We are not out of the Paris Accord. In every single city, in every single county, every single city that you are in, the climate action plans have been adopted. And I'm going to read some of that to your audience to be clear that while there is the assumption that we're out of the Paris Climate Accords, that is not true. It is not true. When you look at the fact that on June the 7th of 2019, the current CEO of USA Inc. signed an executive order pushing us into bioagricultural foods, GMO foods, immediately because of climate change and food scarcity, signed by him. So that is really another conversation, because right now I really want to report on the devastation. And this is not unique to Sonoma County. I am talking to friends all over the world that are being assaulted, either by levees breaking and farms and ranches being underwater, food production being massively reduced, where we see the potential and likelihood that dams are going to be breached, because they're saying the global infrastructure, when it was all built, was not designed for climate change. And Rothschild, PG&E, and all the utilities are now saying they're not responsible for the fact that their systems of raw wires strung everywhere through the trees is not responsible. They're saying it is climate change. And the governor and all of the local jurisdictions here, the corporate systems, are agreeing. This is climate change. PG&E is not responsible. Who they are saying is responsible now are the property owners that have not adequately maintained the distance of cleared vegetation from their homes. And while they're saying that, in today's paper, they say this: science probes how fires start, spread, and more. And they say, preventing disaster, that we must provide defensible space beneficial around our homes, but dangerous embers can fly for miles. So we're being told it does not matter how far you remove the vegetation from your homes, embers will burn you up. And that's why we have that most important video, Sean, up on our site, fires and power outages, neighborhood preparedness meeting. There are many things we now must do to survive. And I liken it to my experience living on a boat in storms and squalls in Europe. And we had to have survival gear. We had to have life rafts, inflatable life rafts. We had to have life preservers, food, rations, water, flares, all kinds of survival tools in order to survive if we were swept off the boat. And now we're on land. We need tools to survive on land. This is not living on land as we have lived before. We must now access water. We are now being told that the use of water to fight fires is diminishing our water supply, which they're saying is a limited resource. That is not true. We have primary water. We are the water planet. Water is a renewable. If I direct the audience to something most important right now, it's to understand that fact of science before you are all duped into surrendering your property when the higher aquifers are pumped down, and then there's land subsidence where the land caves in, and they're saying, you've overpumped, you can't use your wells anymore because you have not gotten to primary water. The well drillers do not understand primary water, they're not drilling for primary water, and therefore you don't have, most of you do not have access to primary water, which is pure, fresh, clean, unadulterated atmospheric water that does, the atmospheric water is the secondary water cycle that is heavily polluted with all the chemtrails, all the bomb testings, all the stuff that is toxic in the air. And I won't spend much more time on that, Sean, other than to say water is the next assault. Your health departments will come to your properties and tell you that if you don't have fresh, clean water from your wastewater treatment plant, which is now also an executive order by the current CEO of USA Inc., where it was signed in to spend billions of dollars to build wastewater treatment plants, tertiary water. Let's be clear. Tertiary water is fecal matter, urine, and pharmaceuticals with contaminants of emerging concern to be repurposed and used as drinking water. The World Bank documents indicate that this water is going to be pumped into the upstream streams and rivers and mixed into our reservoirs and pumped into our homes for drinking water, because the illusion out of out of Washington, D.C., the deep state, whatever you want to call the combination of that entire reality, is now putting us into drinking toxic water. That's a fact. So I can say this. I am now looking at the fact that they're going to scare everybody to accept microgrids. And what are microgrids? And you're going to start hearing this because we're hearing this now here in Sonoma County. There are different types of microgrids, but it's important to understand this is localizing the electric sources and creating specific small grid areas that can be disconnected. In other words, they're creating islands of these little grids that can easily be disrupted remotely, just as what was designed with the smart meter rollout. So there are many different types of microgrids, and you're going to hear about this. We are here in Sonoma County. Our school campuses, community, and cities are now creating microgrids, remote, off-grid, military, commercial, industrial grids. These will be competing resources for scarce supply as renewables can't meet the current or future needs. This is critical. So again, behind the smoke is the transition of all fuel for all drivable items, cars, everything, to electricity through Rothschild, the banksters, through your utilities, and then creating microgrids so that small areas can just be eliminated easily, and most people won't even know. So let's talk about what has been adopted in all of your cities, in every city, every county, everywhere. They're the climate action plans. The United States is on full speed forward on reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Make no mistake about it. Simply go to your state, your city, because people are fleeing California with the illusion that they just can't live with these fires and these outages, and they're going to move to Montana or they're going to move to Texas. We have talked to many people that do not understand the agenda. There is nowhere to hide, nowhere. And when I gave a talk a few months ago in London, I have this five-part YouTube video series up on stopthecrime.net that I wish everyone would watch, please. It's entitled Genocide is Legal, and this is how it happened. And we go through the various programs that have been put in place to literally change the way we live forever. And the plan is to reduce access to utilities, because they claim in the climate action plans, usage must be reduced to 1750. This is back in the 1700s, where we did not use equipment or machinery to drop the greenhouse gas emissions effectively so that we can prevent the weather from changing. So here is, Sean, what has been approved in Sonoma County, and everyone else, you can look this up in your town too.
Keyword sustainability, friends. I'm on Chicago.gov's site right here. You live in Chicago? Learn all about the environment and sustainability and the plan, the UN Agenda 2030 plan that Deborah's describing here, rolling out, sponsored by NGOs and God knows what, but this is all going on behind the scenes. It's going on actually right in front of your face in cities all across the country.
Every day. And sadly, Sean, type in Washington, D.C. also. They're all behind it. It doesn't matter. Type in the states that you believe your representatives are coming from to protect you, they are all behind it. Make no mistake, we must stop this illusion, because we are being assaulted and attacked by all levels of the perceived government that we always believed was there to protect us, and it is not. It is not. So what I want to say now is I want to go over the county of Sonoma, state of California. And this was adopted back in May of 2018. And it says, resolution of the Board of Supervisors, the County of Sonoma, State of California, reaffirming its intent to reduce greenhouse gas emissions as part of a coordinated effort through the Regional Climate Protection Authority, and to adopt local implementation measures as identified in Climate Action Plan 2020 and beyond. Whereas climate change is a real and increasingly urgent threat that demands action at every level of government everywhere. Whereas actions taken by local governments to reduce greenhouse gas emissions provide multiple benefits by providing energy and cost savings, air quality and public health improvements, local job creation, resource conservation. Yes, resource conservation. The use, I will add, using very little, if any, resources at all. Climate resilience and enhanced equality. I want to add here, after the fires of 2017 and in other states, I've heard after various hurricanes, other types of weapon systems used when cities and towns have been decimated, they will say, for example, they say here, Sonoma County strong. Now they've changed it to Sonoma County stronger. Resilience means, the definition means, becoming accustomed to repetitive loss. And so now we're being identified and psyopsed into believing that we're becoming stronger through these direct attacks by our government, our own government, assaulting the food supply, relocating us, and relocating us off the coastlines as well. Now what we are finding is massive cancellations and non-renewals of insurance. If you are not hit by some type of an energy weapon, be it flood, be it levee breaches, be it tornadoes, hurricanes, fires, the insurance non-renewal across this country, with which is all Rothschild-based anyway insurance, is being not extended for additional coverage. So what is occurring here in California and along the Gulf Coast as well that has experienced hurricanes is non-renewal. People cannot sell their homes because they can't get insurance for the new buyers. This is another enormous plot that is being orchestrated by our government, and you are not hearing about this. People here in Nevada City, for example, we are now also here in Sonoma County being told that Allstate is backing out of the insurance business. All homes that are in the WUI, the Wildlands Urban Interface in particular, will have coverages dropped. So again, I want to continue with what your county has adopted as well. And I'm reading from what my county has adopted. So they go on to say, whereas they've established 20 goals to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and 9 goals to prepare for local climate impacts. And listen to this. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Sonoma County agrees to work towards the countywide target to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 40% below 1990 levels by 2030 and 80% below 1990 by 2050. Now, this is vitally important to understand. The real goal of energy use is aiming for zero. This is why you're getting psyopsed with hearing zero waste, waste being you need to compost, but you need to understand, we found this on the U.S. Department of Energy website some years ago, and it's on stopthecrime.net. It's also in my 5-part video YouTube series on Stop the Crime. And it says, this is the ultimate goal, to not use energy. The most efficient energy is energy we do not generate. This is not a technology. This is a behavior modification or learning to live in a new reality. Well, I want to tell you, when they turned off the power here in Sonoma County, they disrupted the cell phone towers. People did not have communication. Right now, we're also understanding that the repeaters for ham radio operators are being eliminated. Communication is being eliminated. For all of you that are listening, we are being cordoned off. We're being sectionalized into grids with energy reduction. We're being forced into electric vehicles that must be charged and cannot be charged when your power is turned off. And this is the goal. Now, I'm going to read some more of this resolution that was adopted in my county. This stands for the United States of America Incorporated as well. And again, it's in my county. It's in your county, too. Be it further resolved that Sonoma County adopts the following goals to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and will pursue local actions that support these goals. Number one, increase building efficiency. Now, I want to talk about that briefly. Retrofitting will be required in all existing housing, and there will be PACE loans, and there are PACE, P-A-C-E loans, which are Rockefeller loans and Rothschild loans that sit up on and over your mortgages so that you can borrow the money required to avert code violations by retrofitting out of anything that's currently gas in your home. All natural gas is being eliminated. In fact, when I was sitting in at a board meeting, I found out that one of the cities was being paid by PG&E, aka Rothschild, $65,000 to eliminate the natural gas pipelines in certain areas within this city. This is what is happening. We are being funneled into less and less capability for resources. That was number one. Now the building. Now, number two, increase renewable energy use. Switch equipment from fossil fuel to electricity. I'm going to add here. Right now, here in our 2020 building codes, no longer will people be able to put natural gas in their new builds. Now, if they do want a Viking gas range because they like cooking on gas, they will pay for the greenhouse gas emissions. It's not clear on how that will be charged, but they're eliminating natural gas because, of course, they're eliminating the gas pipelines right now, the gas infrastructure right now. You won't have a choice. So the next thing, reduced travel demand through focused growth. Let's talk about that. I've been talking about funneling us into designated human settlements, dense housing, and smart cities. And so this is what the goals are in this country for each and every single one of us. Reduce travel demand through focused growth. In other words, you will not be allowed to travel. Encourage a shift towards low carbon transportation options. Increase vehicle and equipment fuel efficiency. Encourage a shift towards low carbon fuels in vehicles and equipment. Reduce idling. They're going to be eliminating your drive-throughs. This is already now being discussed here to eliminate the drive-throughs. Increase solid waste diversion. In other words, they're also telling us that we must compost on our properties. Now, think about if you're in an apartment and all you have is a balcony and you're required to compost to reduce your waste. I will continue. Increase capture use of methane from landfills and use that as an energy. Reduce water consumption. So I need to add more to this one. This is all a plan for every single one of us in the United States and, in fact, worldwide. I've covered the PSYOPs illusion of reducing the water supply when they were talking about reduced water accessibility in South Africa. They were calling that zero-day water. I talked about what was happening in Ireland. We have constant connections in Ireland, and we've traveled to Ireland recently, where they had 70 days they were saying Ireland was going to run out of water. Well, that came and went, and what most recently occurred is that 600,000 people in Ireland were unable to get water because it was contaminated. So there are going to be all kinds of reasons behind reducing your access to life. Increase recycled water and gray water use. Now, I told you that the CEO, Trump, signed an expansive executive order to increase recycled urine, poop, and pharmaceutical water back into the potable water supply. This is one of the items now in this resolution. Okay, so increase water and wastewater infrastructure efficiency. Now I want to add something. Here in Sonoma County in February of 2019, we had a weather weaponized event, which is now called an atmospheric river. It was parked over our county. It literally swamped the wastewater treatment plant and untreated toxins of all kinds of human waste spilled out in to the low-lying areas, got into our rivers, streams, and went down the Russian River out into the Pacific. Now, the Russian River runs along part of Bohemian Grove. There were thousands of homes that were contaminated and decimated from the flood levels. Downtown Sebastopol, they had part of the town, the infrastructure of their commercial area, swamped. People closed businesses. That is happening right now also. Here in the fire zone that we just went through in the outages, some of the stores that felt they were far enough away from the evacuation areas opened to sell food to the people. What happened was the city and the sheriffs came in to these stores and told them, it's admirable that you are opening up to try to sell food. We do not want you to sell the food. We want the people to leave. This is a shaming list of places that opened during the evacuations where not everyone was forced to leave, when stores were trying to survive, the smaller stores, in areas of an overreached identified evacuation zone. They are putting small business, our government is putting small business out. Okay, that is what is happening. So I will continue with this resolution. Increase use of renewable energy in water and wastewater systems. Reduce emissions from livestock operations. Hence the reason we're going into biofoods via executive order, GMOs on fast track. It is specified for the United States again on June the 11th of 2019. This was an executive order, and it's calling for this worldwide because we are Earth Inc. So also reduce emissions from fertilizer use. This is eliminating, I will add this, this is eliminating agriculture as we have known it. There will not be an adequate amount of food produced in this country for all of us, hence the reason for mass reduction of the population. And then they go, protect and enhance the value of open and working lands. This is the WWWE. This is the Wildlands Network. They are pushing some of us that managed to survive into human settlement zones. Promote sustainable agriculture. Again, that is being promoted through executive order by biofoods. This is the plan. This is what has been in place. This has been being done now for over 10 years. They've been converting commercial buildings in various areas in the United States, and they've been working on growing things without soil. And the scientists have created formulas of expeditious growth and adding color to leaves and so forth and on, biofoods. They go on to say they must increase carbon sequestration and reduce emissions from the consumption of goods and services. That's just 1 through 20 in this. This is approved, and this is going through every single city everywhere because, as I said, there is nowhere to hide. Nowhere. These are global agendas adopted globally everywhere. We have traveled to Russia. We have traveled to Cuba. It is diabolical what has happened and what is happening to Cuba. And in Cuba, you don't even know what's happening. You're not being told what's happening in Cuba. You're also really not being told what's happening in areas like Venezuela and South America and Nicaragua and in Ecuador. We traveled to Ecuador. Did you know that about 3 or 4 weeks ago, the native Ecuadorians all band together and shut down some of Ecuadorian's main centers of government because they recognize that it is corrupt? And the reason that the native Ecuadorians did that, and even some Peruvians came in to help the Ecuadorians because of increased fuel cost. This is all part of the UN Agenda 21. And we're seeing this occurring throughout the world. France and the Yellow Vest is a perfect example of people protesting increased food and fuel cost. What they are not being told is that these are the climate action plans now becoming a boa constrictor through these corporate government structures that are decimating the way we are living and what we need to access to survive.
Yeah.
So again, be it further resolved that the county has the goal of increasing resilience by pursuing local actions that support the following goals: promote healthy, safe communities, protect water resources. That's by eliminating and reducing water, okay? Promote as sustainable, climate resilient economy. Our economy is decimated here. And Sean, we discovered after the 2017 fires that Sonoma County hired Ernst & Young, EY they're called, from London. And I have a YouTube up on stopthecrime.net about how they are identifying new sources of revenue. They are creating revenue on natural capital. And I won't go into that right now, but they go on to say, mainstream the use of climate projections. Manage natural buffer zones around community resources.
Those are all the yellow zones, by the way. If you look at that UN Agenda Wildlands map, that's all the yellow or orange zones, I believe. That's all off limits, very highly restricted human use. So
listen
to this.
Listen to this. Promote agricultural preparedness and food security. And that has been now promoted through executive order, biofood. It also says protect infrastructure. Increase emergency preparedness and prevention. Monitor climate change and its effect. And then it concludes, be it further resolved that the county will support these goals through its own actions and through collaboration with other local governments through the efforts of the regional protection authorities, that Sonoma County intends to implement its local measures from the Climate Action Plan 2020 and beyond.
Yeah. All right. Well, as we round this out, I'm going to back you up on something here. You've mentioned biofood twice. I mentioned that report from my friend Harley Schlanger and his team, CO2 reduction is a mass murder policy. I'll put the link to that report below this video. Friends, it's so much worse than you can imagine. It's worse than even Deborah has described here, and she's described 99% of it. But think of this, biofood, Soylent Green. This is the willing agenda, the accomplices of this deep state Rothschild agenda. People like Bill Gates are pushing this agenda. Gray water, no more fresh water. You have to recycle your toilet water. Bill Gates right now is marching around the world telling people about his new waterless toilets. And he's so passionate about this, he brought a jar of poop on stage in Beijing as he's trying to push this waterless toilets idea. How about this? A Swedish scientist suggests that the climate crisis could lead people to consider eating human flesh. That comes from Business Insider. And then we have Richard Dawkins, the avowed atheist scientist, tweeting this in 2018, March of 2018. Tissue culture, clean meat, already in 2018? I've long been looking forward to this, he says. What if human meat is grown? Could we overcome our taboo against cannibalism? An interesting test case for the consequentialist morality versus yuck reaction, absolutism. These people are anti-human. The agenda is anti-human, friends, and we're not overstating it. It is literally anti-human. All right, final words from you, Deborah.
Well, absolutely. So behind the smoke, behind the floods, behind the fires, behind the tornadoes, the cyclones, the breaching of the levees, all of the destruction with the poisoning of the aerosols overhead, the poisoning of the secondary water supply, which we've sadly come to believe is the only water supply from rain and snowmelt, not true. The destruction of our food system is a global agenda. By all global governments, this is an agenda. And as you said, Sean, this is only the tip of the iceberg because we have many, many other topics, of course, to discuss. What is now happening with artificial intelligence? What is now occurring with 5G? And we know that 5G is the foundation for total mind hiving and control of each and every one of us, and it has various layers. It's a social credit scoring system requiring RFID chips. And many of you have heard through the years, we've talked about targeted individuals and the sad reality of their existence being targeted within your communities by various groups, including ex-military, firefighters, sheriffs. Now, I'm not saying all. I'm saying the few, and being literally tracked, monitored, and gang stalked. Now, that is a whole nother show in and of itself. But the reason I bring this up is now we are all targets in one way or another, and people don't realize it. We're targets in mass mind control. The experiment is being fully tested now, because we would have people becoming more aware of what is happening, Sean, based on this discussion that we're having, if mind control were not already largely in control of our minds. So we talk about 5G, and that is a military operation. It is a kill grid, and it is rolling out worldwide. And when the stage is set, we will be able to be destroyed remotely. But in the meantime, our thoughts, our dreams, our eyes will be used. We are becoming transitioned into something other than human. In fact, I'm looking at documents right now about the property law of post-humanism and discussing how the converging of human and digital bodies will require law to identify the human rights portion of this convergence. So it's far more behind the smoke. It's far more. And I would wish that everybody would stay in touch with StopTheCrime.net, frequent our YouTube video channel. We are starting massive groups here in Sonoma County with the kids, with the young people, because the young people are going to live through this psyops. And I can say that, sadly, we're creating mentally ill children that are coming out of school because they're being told about climate change. And they truly do believe they may have only 10 to 12 years left to live on a planet that is being destroyed by us, rather than the fact that weapon systems by our own government are destroying the ground we walk upon. So I want to thank you, Sean, for this broadcast today. And I just certainly wish well for all that are listening. I can end it by saying, love the ones you love the most even more. Go forward every single day with the truth. Do not become immersed or snared in the psyops, in the disinformation, in the distraction, because underneath all of this distraction, there are agendas of massive genocide.
Guys, visit Deborah's websites, stopthecrime.net and primarywater.org, to learn more, to get engaged, and to get educated. Spread the news. There's been a great awakening, in my opinion, since 2001, even more since 2012. But the awakening needs to continue, and it needs to spread. We are only in the beginning stages of this war. Our guest today has been Deborah Tavares, stopthecrime.net, primarywater.org. Thank you, Deborah.
Thank you so much, Sean.
Thank you. And guys, thank you so much for listening. If this information resonated with you, please give it a like and share it within your sphere of influence on social media and beyond. And for real news 24/7, you can visit us at sgtreport.com, the antidote to corporate propaganda and mockingbird mainstream media lies. God bless. Bye-bye.
If you have people at the highest levels of government who know everything that there is to know, who are worshiping Satan and doing satanic rituals with goats and children, then you should do the opposite of that. You should worship Jesus Christ, who is King.